Okay. The maximum we want to stop is Hashem, the halachas of Kiddush Levana, which there are a few halachas, but it's that a person, if he wants to learn the halachas, to open up a Mishnah Berurah, go to some of the halachas, are pretty simple. Kiddush Levana seems to be that it's not good enough for a person to open up simply a Mishnah Berurah. You have to one Mishnah through Makara, borrowing from the Gemara, like everything, obviously. Oh, but the Kiddush Levana, because there's a lot of minhagim, and a lot of divrei Kabbalah, there's a lot of interesting zachen that the Maisa, even if the Mishnah Berurah being found, some people don't understand why different zachen like that. So Be'etzem, we're going to try and cover as many halachas as possible. We do this once a month, and in such halachas, you look around and you see that people mamish don't know the halachas. See, people that they mamish, they don't know what they're doing, when is the right time to say it, what's the right way of saying it, how to, there's a lot of inyan. It's a very, very chosh of the inyan. Like we said yesterday, like every single mitzvah has to be looked upon as a diamond. You probably have to look at it in the right way, and really this is a very, very chosh of a mitzvah we do once a month. Okay, let's start like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem bei Samad Aleph tells us, which is number one, an unbelievable thing. We don't find, that here's data that I've seen, any other mitzvah that the Lashon Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. We know by Krishma we find Kabbalas Obach HaShemayim, but Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina is an unbelievable thing. That's an unbelievable madrega of Kedusha that we are doing when we do Kiddush Rabbanah. And we'll have to see about different inyanim that I'm going to get into that. Says the Gemara, Tomei Dvei Bishmoni Molei Leizochu Bnei Yisrael Ela Lahavu Bnei Avim Shemishmoyim Pamachas Bechoydesh Dayan. That means that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is telling us, the Gemara tells us very clearly, that if Lemaisa, it's enough for Klal Yisrael to do Kiddush Levana, what? That's enough, Dayan, that's enough. That shows the chashivas of Kiddush Levana. And the essence we find, and the Gemara tells us, is that we need to stand why Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? It's extremely very important, right? Like I said, it's more even than Krishma. Krishma is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. This is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina Mamash. We'll see this. The Sach Nafgaminis. How we should be dressed, how we act, how we say it. Mamash, a lot of different Nafgaminis that loch. Okay. So the Mice of the first Kasha is brought down by some of the Shai's of Jewish Marashag. Why is it called Kiddush Levana? Why is it called Kiddush Levana? L'chayra, it should be called Birchas HaLevana. Because it's not really Kiddush Levana, not the Kaddish HaLevana, it's called the Brach of the Levana. Birchas HaLevana. So he wants to tie up, that's if he was walking with his son over there, he wants to tie up the whole thing, came from a mistake. That Be'etzem about it should be Birchas HaLevana. But the Bama's thing, they put it over there, they put it, it should be Kiddush HaLevana Esha, and they put in the Kuf instead of the Ches, and it became Kiddush HaLevana. Over the show, they asked him how does it make sense. We have Rayas from Rishonim and Achronim that they use the notion of Kiddush Levana. Therefore, if they use the notion of Kiddush Levana, we have to understand why it's called Kiddush Levana. So there's a few different Tirutim. One of the postulate Tirutim is that it's a Zecha for the Kiddush that was done Bizman HaBeis HaMikdosh, and Bizman HaBeis HaMikdosh is Kiddush HaChodesh, but maybe that's why we call it Kiddush Levana. Okay. Again? Yeah, it's part of the Berkat HaLevana. Yeah. Now, the Maisa is a Shailaz. What type of bracha is this? Is this a bracha nenin? Is it birchas hanenin? Like, for example, a person makes a bracha on an apple. That's a birchas hanenin. Or is it birchas hashvach? That was thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom. Comes along with Moshe Shtomach and says, Moshe, ich habe raya. It's a birchas hashvach. Why is it a birchas hashvach? Because if it was a regular bracha, like most other brachas, so we have an Indian we know in Gant Shas, Zvizim Matim in the Mitzvahs. Now we know, and we'll speak about it in a minute when, that we don't come along and say the bracha of Kiddush Levana straight away. We don't see the moon and go, oh, let's make a bracha, right? What do? We wait. When it's 3, 7, we'll see Beis Hashem, different shitas and what we should do to Meister. But we know we don't do it straight away. Therefore, we don't do it straight away. Zugel Moshe Tavach, hey, Zvitim Adim and the Mitzvahs, what's chat? And it must be that it's a Birchas Hashvach. It's Bodavram Chaim Velozot, for example, the Shakasariyeh, they never looked at the moon until they did the bracha of Kiddush Levana. Why? Because they studied the Gemara. The Gemara says, Haray Levana. Memeina, if it's hard to see the Levana, he's going to make a bracha. So the Dafka didn't make the bracha. They didn't see the moon. They didn't look at the moon until they had already done Kiddush Levana. That's how Choshev is that. Now, Lalocha Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, Lashon HaTor, and other Rishonim, better from the Gemara straight away, a person has to stand. It's a very, again, Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. Kabbalah from Eshkina means we have to stand. That's number one. Okay. Now, before we get into the exact halacha of Maisa, let's speak up some of the schools. Very chashuv v'zach. I found Baruch Hashem in the Heilige Kafachayim. The Kafachayim brings down. Person wants a skula. What do you want a skula for? To get married, right? Every bracha wants a skula to get married. So the Kafachayim, the Maisa from Gedolei Achrayim, that if a person is careful to say Kiddush on a bonder, it's a skula to get married. It's a skula for a murder kashidah. That's number one. Number two, it's brought down in other written, the Hater brings down Tofesh Chobesh, that the Maisa, there was a famous Maisa that we know of a certain Yid that was captured and they took him away and they were going to kill him and he asked for one last mitzvah. He said, no, what do you want to do? Kiddush Levana. He did Kiddush Levana, but he says, Vudam Fushin Behater. I'm not making this up. Maisa Shahoya. He said Kiddush Levana, bang! He flew straight up. He went somewhere else. Unbelievable Maisa. I don't understand the Maisa. But that's what the Behater brings down that locker from that situation. But he says, I'm ready to get that. Vaitu Rabbi said, Medrash Talpiyot brings down that about a person to stay before traveling, because it's a skula not to get harmed on the journey. Vaitu has brought down Talim in Hogim, Beshem, the Rishon, the Rebbe, that a Maisa is a skula for two things. Very interesting, it's a Maisa, somebody once came to the stipler, complained of a terrible, terrible toothache. So the stipler said, I'm going to take Kiddush Levana soon. No, I'll have you in mind. He came back after Kiddush Levana, gone. Normal toothache. It's a very difficult school, not again, Maisa. Get to the school for all sorts of things, that's Kiddush Levana. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that la halacha, a person should make it Motzei Shabbos. Now we'll have to see what that means and which date to go goes on, but why? It says the Shulchan Aruch because you're meant to be dressed nicely. Kabbalah finish, you know? Person's supposed to be dressed nice. And a feeling is what you do during the week. If you do it during the week, you should also be dressed nicely. Now, the Rabbah Be'etzem, and the big pastor of Mishnah Berurah, is that Anan, we're not knowing this way, that we don't, the Maisa, if we're going to say Kiddush Levana during the week, we don't start getting all dressed up in our fancy clothes and make Kiddush Levana. Or by a person has to know, it's a chosh of the Inyan. Let's say, for example, a person on the Tiyol, actually he's got some shorts on, a t-shirt, whatever it may be. The Maisa is not going to do Kiddush Levana right now. Should be dressed respectfully. I should put on a jacket or something. Should be dressed respectfully. Kabbalah, Pnei, Hashkina. Women. Do women make it? Kiddush Levana? So the Magen Avraham says, a paletik azach. Says the Magen Avraham, women don't make Kiddush Levana. Why? Mitzvah, I say, just mangu amma. Like we know. Now, in fact, the Magen Avraham, hold on a minute. If you have a look at Roy, not all, mitzvah, just mangu amma. Maisa, they do it. You see women there in the soccer. You see women in the shape. No, look, b'chole. So the Maisa, you have to understand what this means. It's a grosser Indian right now. We're not going to go through the Indian because it's a whole sugya in Be'etzim, in that Indian by itself. We cannot go into that. Very good. But Moshe has a tshuva on this. He discusses that Mamish, the Hadorah of this Indian, and he wants to tie that in a Hanami. Could be it's not going to din real of a mitzvah of this Mangoma, of Mabal that we have a set time to hide him. I can only do it once a month. That's called the mitzvah of say, says Mangurama. And we're maybe not going to be careful. Okay. There's another reason, by the way, brought down some of the Achrayim. Al Tznius, we know, is established in Hilchos Hanukkah. Any mitzvah that's done outside, generally we don't hide women to do. Like by the Benayah. Why? Because of Tznius. Maybe he also, it's a mitzvah that people are supposed to do outside. Another reason that women don't do it. There's more reasons, again. Charles also, Esha, there's going to be that one down. That's not my actual mitzvah. Say that. Baker. The Ramah says that also an interesting halacha. When is a person meant to do Kiddush Levana? Says the Ramah, when the moon is shining and you're nene from the light. Rabbi Yisai, you want to say Kasha? You ever went outside? We have street lights most places. Are you going to go outside and be nene from the light of the moon? So the Mephoshim be down in the Achrayim say, no. It doesn't mean you mamash have to be nene. It's the pshat that the moon is shining on the floor. And let's say, for example, there wouldn't be a street light in sight and it would be pitch black. Oh, Hashem, we have the moon. Sometimes the moon can guide a person. But maybe if it's in that matzav, then maybe a person will able to make the bracha in that situation. There's a maisa, if any again also, maisa in some places, in chutzah, let's take Manchester for example. That, for example, it's very cloudy over there. Very cloudy over there. The Square Rebbe one time in America, not sure which Square Rebbe, he actually once hired a plane in order to go on top of the clouds in order to make it as a mother. Why? Because he can't make it underneath. He was mamish the mitzvah so ma'akid. There's a Rebbe in Manchester, the Hori Donkey Rebbe, very chosh of a yid. He travels up, say, 3 hours in order to climb this mitzvah. Because often you push it the whole month, you won't be able to see the moon in Manchester. It's so cloudy over there, right? You're in England not so long ago, no? But maybe he travels 3 hours to do such a mitzvah as Amasiris Nefesh. Okay. What's the halacha if it's cloudy? What's the halacha about making Kiddush Levana in such a situation? So one thing is double poshut. One thing is double pashut. If the maisa, the clouds are covering up the whole moon and you see nothing, so bad you can't make a bracha. That's double pashut. How about if the clouds are covering it and you can basically see the moon and you'll probably be able to have hana from the light? Then the maisa mishabu is masking. You can't make the bracha then. Now, what's the moshkiyah case? The moshkiyah case, I remember one time I was together with Sadiq Erev. We were looking around for the moon, went from place to place to find where is exactly the right makom we can make it. Why? Because the Mishnah says like this. How about, this is very negative, you start saying Kiddush Levana, and then the clouds come along and cover it up. Do you continue? So the Mishnah says you're allowed to continue. However, if when you started, you saw the clouds were moving, say, hey, quickly, let's cut the bomb. No, let's go. No, not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to start if you know the clouds are going to cover it. Again, if it's open, and you start it, and then the clouds come, what can I do? Some other can continue. If you can wait a little bit, then you can. But generally, it's not going to be again. So you can continue. Oh, but the Maisa, to start in a matzah where the clouds are going to come and cover it, this Avada is Osagobo.
The question is only on the Bracha itself?
Yeah, only the Bracha itself. I think it's spell it afterwards, you can do afterwards.
You heard that last time, wasn't it last time?
Yeah? You can say it fast enough.
If you can say it fast enough. Again, we don't
just throw it at the same
time. Same, say it fast enough.
Just the Bracha.
Yeah, just the Bracha. That's
all the words.
Now the Maisa Baisa, you should know, Kabbalah's B'nai Shina. The Pisgah, the Gedolim were massive to go to the Mikvah before they did Kiddush Levana. Why? The Choshev B'nai Shina, what would you say? Kabbalah's B'nai Shina. How do you go? What did you do one time? One time he had a problem. He couldn't go to Mikvah. Whatever reason, he couldn't go to the Mikvah. So what did he do? The answer is, he remembered Loshev with the Pasuk. Loshev is by Yakel, right? Yakel Moshe Rabbeinu took out Sky Yisrael. So the Mele by Yakel is the Gematria Mikvah. So what did he do? He went to immerse himself into Klal Yisrael. And the Mele, that was his Mikvah. And then the Pisgah Mele Rebbe. Okay, let me get Baita, what do you say? Let me get Baita. It's like Chassidisha. What? It's a mikvah verse. How can you have a mikvah verse?
Not enough. Not enough.
What about looking at the moon? There's various minhagim brought down about looking at the moon, the shas, kiddush alavon. So be'etzem, the Shuri Knesset HaGedolim brings the first mahalach and he says you're supposed to look at the moon mitchila va'atzai. That means you're going to look at the moon from the beginning all the way to the end. That's one shita. The Sefer Haredim brings another chat. He wants to tell you that you have to look at the moon until only the end of the bracha, not anything else. And the most the Shlok Kodesh that the Mishnah Berurah that we're going to bring down is the most, I think, mostly our minig. And our minig is that we look at the moon once, we have a look that it's there, and then maybe we continue the bracha and we don't look at it anymore. And that's the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah's psak, which aimed the Shlok Kodesh, and maybe that's what we do. It's a very stark Api Kabbalah. Faket, that's the reason, by the way, that someone in Thailand, that women shouldn't do Kiddush Levana, is because they caused the Pagam to the moon. To murder Gazak, to put them with food in the Shlok Kodesh, to show it inside. It brings down that women caused the Pagam to the Levana, and therefore they can't make Kiddush Levana. It's a big Kashim, because we know by gracious, that shit over there. Okay, we're not going to sugi right now, as though she's hearing it in the Shlok Kodesh. Come again, mate. Right, we'll see. The question's answered, by the way. Next! The Hayley grew up.
Yeah.
Why do you have to? You want to be nerd from it. The Ramos is supposed to have some kind of hana from it. So when you look at it, you see these chachos go, ah! The body should let them. Fire the kaboom! Baita. The Ramos tells us also baita.
Be careful to look at the moon and then make the
bracha afterwards.
Yeah.
Start making the bracha and then make the moon. If you do like everybody else, nishkeper ha yoysa. As I say, the lady. Yeah, but let's chile we look at the moon first. As I pass from Mr. Brubish and Mr. Lakodish. Now, the Ramos tells us that is supposed to be jumping, b'shas, right? B'shem Tani. Right? You would see people that jumping around. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's asagom for a person to do a serious jump. Why? Because when he does a serious jump, Mishnah Berurah's a bucky. What happens? He jumps up and down, his knees bend. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah, your knees bend? Ha! You're doing? Bound down to the moon, that's awesome. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you do? Like a ballet dancer, you go onto your toes, and you go onto your toes. No! That's the mice of the sack of the Heiliger Hobbit's type. Let me get my show by the side.
When do you jump?
Shane Johnny. Look at the robot.
Yeah.
All three times over there. Yeah. It says in the Mufush over there. Back to the side. A hefsek. It's brought down the Shari Chuman to Santa Shaila. How about if a person's law leinu, he's not well, he can't go outside. We'll see in a minute if a person does have to go outside. Oh, but let's say he can't. So he goes, he's in his bed, he wants to look out the window, wants to look in the Shabbat. The Shai Tshuva has a whole shayla. If a person's allowed to do that, or maybe no, he has to open the window. Why? Because we do not want a mechitza. We don't want a hefsek between him and the moon. Don't debate. Ah, so someone comes along the machmirim. You ever saw the machmirim? You ever saw something? Good, I'm going to the machmirim. I saw them. They took off the glasses. They took off the glasses. Why? Hefsek. So Rav Chaim down. So Rav Chaim no. In Tzayis HaShulchan Meredi. What's the reason? Why a window is only a shayla, by the way. Etzem Lamaisa, look in the back of his mama's mutter. Oh, but why is it a shayla? Because it's a hefsek. Oh, but your glasses are by side. Your glasses possibly make you see the moon. Ah, to see the moon. There's some other little motor. What's up, Moshe? A plane.
So you
said
he goes up on a plane over the
car. I had no prayer. I just went to the mitzvah. No, that's in the bellock. I told you back from the halach. Like, wonder. Even within the what?
Open
chakra. Open chakra. Ah, that could be. Could be. Can't tell. Lay there. Back to by side. Now, you look at the lock in the Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says a person has to stand with his feet together. That's my natural. Yeah, I never saw anybody know this way. I'll be seeing people that say, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish's Masbir, not that you have to stand there, almost with your feet together. It's the pshat, this is very careful. You shouldn't walk around. You don't walk around here and there. If the anger brings down, forget. A person's meant to stand. What does that mean, stand? He shouldn't even be leaning. The person leans on the wall of the tree. It's not a chatzchila. The person wants to be in the midst of the field, a chatzchila, the best way. Apparently, should be standing still in one place and not leaning on anything else. Okay, minion. I remember a fellow once ran over to them during the light seder and he asked me, am I allowed to do Kiddush Rabbana by myself? I told him about that. He said, what do you mean? But everyone does with a minion. Now, but as we pass, a minion is not ma'akiv. It's a vada din lechatzchila, b'roidam, hadras melech, for the poor people, it's more choshev, it's more gadlis, to rebuni shalom. But by Esther, a person has to know. If he's in a matzah, and he's got a minion, he's a vada allowed, and he should do Kiddush Rabbana. If I can't, you want to tie him. They bring down the shayla. What happens if a person could do it Motzei Shabbos by himself, or he can do it with a minion, could be even a little bit later. Could be that you have a chiyuv to do it Motzei Shabbos, and we'll see. The SM, I'll tell like this, Rudy Gazach. The Bishayser, I once asked them a kubbel, a kasha. I once asked them a kubbel, how is it that Shulchan Aruch is our authority for halacha? America, they say. You know how many people wrote Shulchan Aruch? The Rav Shulchan Aruch, right? The Rav Shulchan Aruch HaGraz. But there's many Shulchan Aruch in the Kutu of halachas. How do you know that Shulchan Aruch, he told me that Shulchan Aruch had a dream, and he was taught by a malach, Magid Masharim. He was taught by a certain malach, and he taught him the Gantz Halachas. The voice of the Magen Avraham brings down this malach. I think this is the only time you ever find such a thing. That the Magen Avraham brings down the malach. What does the malach say? He says like this. If a person makes Kiddush Rabbana on Motzei Shabbos, that month will be Haslochim. If you don't make it Motzei Shabbos, then you will not have Hatzlocha in that month. Mr. Brewer brings this La'alocha L'maisa also. Let me get back to what he said. A roof. Is a person allowed to make Kiddush Rabbana under a roof? In a house? So Ramah tells us that Etzem Bechatzchila, Abad or not, Abad a person should be going outside in order to do Kiddush Rabbana. Now there's a difference in reasons why it has to be outside. The Taz Tainas, what's the reason why we have to Kiddush Rabbana outside? So the Taz Pshat is, we're doing Kabbalah Bnei Shchina, we're doing lying in bed drinking the Pina Colada saying, no, Rabbani Shalom, Kiddush Rabbana, what's going on? I'm glad you go outside. It's like we never back in the time, we went outside, we went to greet the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Here's the same thing. The Magen Avraham is a different reason. He says the Magen Avraham because of Hilchus Tumah. It could be, says the Magen Avraham, being the Maharal, that the Essenes could be Tumah in the house, and the Vela, it's not right to be Mekamah Bnei Shchina when there's Tumah over there. Now, there's a big nafkamina, by the way, between these two answers in the Taz and Magen Avraham. What's the nafkamina? Merdik is that. You go outside, and it could be that outside is going to be a roof. So here I got it. If you hold like the Taz, that I have to go outside. No, I went outside. Happens to be this roof, that's not my problem. I went outside. Are they if you hold it till it was Tumah? Well, then there's a problem of Tumah even on a roof. It's a big enough meal, by the way, we both say. An umbrella. What's that like an umbrella? It's raining. Mom, it's raining big time. So you want to go outside with an umbrella. Or something outside the shoulder have a covered roof.
It's raining, you can't see this.
Lavdafka. Never make... Mr. Englishman over here. You never made it in the rain.
No.
Oh, you're fine. It's been made many times in the rain. Sometimes you can see it. Sometimes you can see it. Again, it depends on the lottery. We said it already before. When a person can see it. Let me get it later.
So So what's
the deal with the halacha? The deal with the halacha is, it works, and also an umbrella also works. No book down the yaskel. That's the, that be'etzem, an umbrella, you can say a kiddush levona.
But it's
again? It's not bad. It's 2 minutes. Rabbi says, shalom aleichem. Rabbi says, the Ramah, what's the deal with shalom aleichem? So the Ramah tells us that the minig is that when we say shalom, when we say kiddush levona, apart from all the other psukim and the shir amalos, v'chulei and the nishabaya, l'shonat tzvila, ayin be'alocha, or be'etzim we say shalom aleichem 3 times. Now, first of all, you have to know the Sfadim, when it comes to American, they say it to themselves. They say shalom aleichem 3 times, stop. We have a minig, is that we go talk to somebody else, and we say to them shalom aleichem. What's the pshat? So Mishabur brings out be'etzim the one pshat, which is very easy to understand. Oh, one minute, I'm going to say that. And Mr. Bruce says that what did he just say before Shalom Aleichem? Tibbul alei me masa b'bahad. So the Mr. Bruce, I'm worried that the guy next to you is going to be upset. Say, hey, what are you saying about me? Remainers of the Mr. Bruce, we go after him and appease him. We say Shalom Aleichem to him. That's the Mr. Bruce's very interesting reason. There's another reason brought down, is that we know it's a skula brought down the bear, as I said originally. It's a skula, boy, it's a move to the skula. A person doesn't want to die in that month. What does he do? Kiddush levona. As you'll tell me, what do you mean? Plenty of people died in the second Shabbana. So the Ebbs of the Kabbachayim won't die in the Pshat, he won't die with the Nisim Meshuna, only regular. And there's the Das Tov in the Marsham. He wants to die it differently. He wants to die in the Be'etzem, that it could be that a person will not die. But sometimes it's a thing which causes him to die. Or what we say, it's a Mordik Eskula. A person says to the Shabbana, it's Kamat, moved up, and he won't die during that month. And maybe that's another reason the school broke down. The guy be saying Shalom Aleichem because you see someone Bir Chadosh Kili. Now he's going to live another month. Maybe it's another thing to say Shalom Aleichem. Let me get better. Was Gavena Mordig a Meister? Have you remember this Meister? Was Gavena a Mordig a Meister? Again. Oh, Aleichem Shalom. Forget about that. Very good. Aleichem Shalom. You see a lot of people, and I find it more about the Hasidim than about the Litvaks, is that when they go up to somebody saying Shalom Aleichem, they say Aleichem Shalom at the same time he's Shalom Aleichem. Then inside the office, I found it in a safe and Mufurish. It's a mistake. It's a mistake in how you read Poshim Pshat in the Ramah. Because if you look at the Ramah, I'm not going to go to the Loshen right now, the Loshen of the Ramah is to say Shalom Aleichem Umeshim. So people read it and you're supposed to answer. L'chayim, there's no Makar. I didn't find it all the Svarim. You can find one Makar, seeing the Makubalim, Makhulim, Chulim, to any to answer back about it. There's someone about it. It's Shabbat. But the Maitre, he should know it's not Ma'akib, it's not La Alocha. Let me get later.
What's the
Maitre? It was a mice over there by one of the major generals in the Russian army over there, both sides. And this general decided that he wants to find out, the mice, what the Yidden are saying about Russia. Are they trying to leave? Are they not trying to leave? Are they trying to do the Nizachan? And then he decided to dress himself up as a Yid. He gets into the town on a Motzei Shabbos and he finds a whole bunch of Yidden davening. I'll say the Shul, what's going on over here? Oh, we're davening for the Begimus Halabona. There's something missing in the Labona, there's something chasa, and we're davening for that. So he comes back and says, hey, if this is what the Yidden are worried about, the Maestro is everything else is Beseda. They obviously have no problem with the country, and the Mela, they went by there. I'm going to go back, I want to tell you, the Maestro fits it beautiful in the Skula, because the Chayra and Rashi Shem Rachel went on over there, right? So he was trying to find that information over there, like a spy. And Mela Baruch Hashem, he found the information, I think the Maestro saved a lot of credit for. Let me go back to it. 2 more minutes, somebody said, these are the Ikar Lochas right now. Mamash the Ikar Lochas that I personally believe people are making tremendous mistakes on. I'll tell you like this as well. There's a difference in making Motzei Shabbos. This we already know, it's Budam Mufurish, that we make it Motzei Shabbos. Why? Again, like we said, a person wants a Tzlocha in his month, he makes it Motzei Shabbos. You don't want a Tzlocha in your month? Not too bad. You won't get a Tzlocha if you don't do it Motzei Shabbos. But Rabbi said, it's a tremendous problem. The Magen Avraham tells us, when do you start counting? Right? Because Be'etzem we know, you've only got until Tezvah. Tezvah is too late, nothing more to talk about. I the shine is the mice in the Be'alocha, or the sons that you can do it, but get but we pass him, you've done it, that's the end. Mimela, Be'etzai, the Mishabura tells us, that's among the wrong, that Motzei Shabbos should only be waited for, the Highness. If we have Rosh Chodesh, for example, let's take example tonight for Rosh Chodesh. So when are we going to do it? So we'll speak of different shitas. But the Mishnah says we try and wait till Motzei Shabbos. When do we try and wait till Motzei Shabbos to get this chapin, this merit, this zachor, hashlocha? That's only the yud. If it's after yud, then we're not going to do it. Now, here's the toy, somebody say. I hear people come up for Amin. And they say to, hey, what can I do, especially the Hasidim, because we'll see in a minute, they wait later. They always ask someone, hey, when can we make it? Ah, when is Rosh Chodesh? They're working on a toy. Let them all go, toy is the other! Why? So they're working on a mood. When do you start counting the 10 days from? Or at least you've done it if you want to go back in. You start from the moment. You know how many people start from the day of the month? They say, ah, it's going to be Yud on Shabbos. Ah, it's going to be too late, it's going to be Yud on... Tremendous days. The Merit, for example, can sometimes even be 2 days, sometimes even earlier than actual Rosh Chodesh. So people have to know, when you're making a calculation of when you're allowed to say Kiddush Rabbana, the Merit says to be very careful to count from the Merit. Okay, so when Be'etzem and Zmanim, we have to go, Mamash, go a little bit faster now. Be'etzem and Zmanim, or Azor, I say. The sheet of the Gro, I mean, the most of the sheet is of the Rambam, that a person should do it, Miyat. Mamish Miyat. Straight when they see the moon the first day, bang! Kiddush Rabbana. The Halacha, we don't pask in that way. There's three different sheetas, right? There's always sheetas of Rambam, there's Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Bat, and the Pri Chodesh, the Bush, b'chulei. They want to tie in 3 days. And there's rather that the Rishosu brings down this interesting sheetas that holds that estimate 7 days. Now there's a big kasha in the 7 days, that you only have to do it from the 7 days. The Bach asked the Pelevik kasha, and I haven't got time to go through it right now, I'm about to ask how is it shaya for the Shulchan Aruch to say that you can't do Kiddush Rabbana until 7 days have begun. Hold on a minute, I have a Mufurish Gemara that tells me that the latest time is 7 days, because the Ayin Shom is a Mufurish kasha. We're not going to go through the text right now. The Minhagim in Klal Yisrael as follows. Most Ashkenazim, the Litvaks, in which the Brewer generally is our Pishit is Hagro, which is 3 days. 3 days after the Moed of Be'etzem, if a person can see it claw, he gets an off from it, he can amaisa make Kiddush Rabbana over there. The Mishnah Brewer says, however, if a Motzei Shabbos comes your way before Yud, for Yud from the Moed, then Abad al-Khatchila will try to wait till Motzei Shabbos, and Abad al-Pi, Hasidim, most Hasidim will wait Lamaisa until 7 days. But after that time, there is Kamat, no way of doing Kiddush Rabbana. It's not 8 to the Maisa. Avnei Nezer used to do it. Avnei Nezer was too late. He used to go take a Rambam or Gemara. He used to go outside and said, Haray, Levarim, Ochadu, Shai, Baruch, Hatoy, Mamash, and his kid was learning the Gemara, but actually he was doing Kiddush Rabbana. Okay. One last thing on Beisai, before we finish, just something on the parasha, just to be Yetza, when the parasha, is not safe. The Pasuk tells us, the Pasuk Yud, the Ish, Eskidoshov lo yiyeh. The Ish, Eskidoshov lo yiyeh. What does that mean? The Pasuk is teaching us a little bit about Hilchus Stokah. A little bit about Hilchus Stokah. We're talking about sharing our food with the Kohanim, with the Levim, and the Torah is telling us a Mertiki Yisrait. What's the Yisrait? That which a person gives, he'll get back also. Given a Mertiki Maisa in Baghdad. What was the Maisa? There was an extremely wealthy person in Baghdad. Mamash, a hugely wealthy person over there. And he was such a miser. He didn't give a single penny to Stoker Mamash. Nothing. One day, he was sitting in his garden. He was about to get served by the butler. And the butler's coming in with this beautiful, freshly fried steak over there with the French fries, the nice the ketchup over there on the side. And he's coming in and he trips up. And the steak falls to the floor and gets Mamash muddled over it. And the guy's mum is upset. This is my steak. I love my lunch. Say it. What can you do about it? So he's about to throw it at the waiter and sees a little poor man by the gate over there. Mum is mouth is watering. So the rich man also sees. He says, you know what? No, give him the steak. Let's give him the thing. I'm going to eat it. Give him the thing. That night, Mum is a Maisa Shahoyas. Brought down one of our Choydim. The Maisa Shahoyas. That night, he had a dream. And in the dream, he was in Gan Eden. And he was sitting on this hugely long table. And everyone was being served the most unbelievable delicacies. Wow, what's going on over there? And it came to his turn, and the waiter skipped him. And he said, excuse me, hello, what about me? I said, what do you mean? This is the world of Emes. This is Olam Emes. In this world, you get back what you gave in down there, in Olam HaZeh. Remela, he got back. Zuk Chazal, I still brought down some of the Sephora. Mamish HaMudi Gazach, Mamish from this Pasuk. That the Torah is teaching you in Hilchos Stokah. That a person thinks he can get away with certain things by cutting corners, v'chule, v'chule. So he's saying, no. You want to get back, you have to give. And if you give, then you'll get back what you're going to give. The Israelites say next week we have to start the halachos of Shavuos.